It's January. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of Wild Boulder County.
Usually when the sparrow comes out, he comes right out and scratches around between the junipers and the road here, and he just ignores the people that are walking on the trail. He's very used to people.
Yeah, let's go around and look in those trees.
We're looking for winter sparrows along a shelter belt of junipers at the North Teller Farms trailhead. We're hoping to find the golden-crowned sparrow that has come back now for 4 years. These birds breed in Alaska and British Columbia, and normally they winter along the Pacific coast. But occasionally a few migrate high over the Rockies to spend the winter here in Colorado. Scott Sievers first discovered this rarity in 2010. At that time, it was a young bird with a rather dull golden-brown crown. Now it's a handsome adult with a bright gold crown.
Birds navigate using the Earth's magnetic field and using sun cues. They must have some kind of internal GPS system. Because imagine this bird, the nearest nesting habitat to us is 1,000 miles away, more than 1,000 miles, on the British Columbian coast. And the nearest typical wintering habitat is almost 1,000 miles away in the Sierra Nevada mountains of California and Nevada. And for this bird, for it to fly to this spot and then go back to its nesting territory in British Columbia or Alaska, and then come back to this exact same spot 4 years in a row, is absolutely remarkable. I would challenge any human without a map, without a GPS, to perform that kind of navigational feat. Now let's go around and look in those trees. That sounds sparrow-like. 50 European starlings and one red-winged blackbird in that tree, but no sparrows yet. It was probably the starlings making sparrow-like chirps. Over to the reservoir and see if there's anything there. There's this little trail. They could be over here.
The sparrows?
Sure. Why don't we try it?
At least there ought to be a song sparrow over there. We started out at the parking lot and stood around for a long time at the juniper hedgerow, and now we're over at the little lake that is just to the east of the parking lot. And we're standing at the edge of some cattails. That sound we just heard were the geese flying over. At this time of year, we're not likely to hear the golden crown sing, but up in its breeding range, it has a really beautiful, mournful song. And the gold miners up there say that what it's saying is, no gold here.
And so far, we've seen no sparrows this morning.
Not even.
We might as well be honest about this, but yeah. They're probably out foraging in a nearby field, or maybe they found a bird feeder somewhere.
The oldest golden-crowned sparrow on record was at least 10 and a half years old, so we may see this one for some years to come, since golden crowns have a high fidelity to their winter territories.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County.